welcome, explorers of all ages, to another exciting episode of Skull Vrida's podcast. Your hosts for this podcast are from Miss Dorgan's 3rd and 4th class.
Today we will take you on a thrilling journey through time and space to uncover the stories of some of history's greatest explorers.
Imagine, if you will, being aboard a creaking ship, the salty breeze whipping through your hair as you sail across uncharted waters. That is exactly the adventure our first explorer embarked upon. Meet Christopher Columbus, a brave sailor from Italy who set out on a daring voyage across the Atlantic Ocean in search of a new route to Asia. But little did he know, he would stumble upon a whole new continent. Columbus wasn't the only one with a spirit of adventure. Let's fast forward a few centuries to meet another explorer, Amelia Earhart, who was the first female to complete a solo transatlantic flight in 1928. Did you notice that any time you read about explorers, they have to be very determined and fearless people? But what happened to Amelia on her final flight? Amelia's disappearance has been the subject of many theories over the years. Some experts believe that her plane crash-landed on a different island, where Amelia became marooned.
Others believe that her aircraft crashed somewhere in the Pacific after it ran out of fuel. That's a mystery that still captivates us today. Could she have landed on a deserted island? Or perhaps she discovered a hidden civilization in the clouds? We may never know.
Time for a pop quiz. Can you name the two Irish explorers who tried to get to the South Pole in the 1900s?
Tom Crean and Ernest Shackleton.
I didn't know Ernest Shackleton was Irish.
Yes, was born in County Kildare, but at age 11, the family went to live in England.
What year did the moon landing take place?
1969. Speaking of the moon landing, can you name the three astronauts that were on the Apollo 11 at the time?
Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin. Can I have a clue for the third?
It sounds like he might have come from Ireland, but he didn't.
Michael Collins.
Time for some explorer jokes.
What bus crossed the ocean?
Columbus.
Why did the explorer cross the road?
To get to the undiscovered side.
What can travel around the world by staying in the corner?
A stamp.
Why don't people believe that I'm a Russian space explorer?
'Cause I'm not.
What explorer was the best at hide and seek?
Marco
Polo.
It's time for cheese or chocolate. Listeners, think about this. Would you rather sleep in an igloo at the South Pole or sleep in a tent in the desert?
Would you rather discover a new country or find a hidden treasure buried deep beneath the ocean? Would you rather travel back in the time to explore new territories or travel to the future and explore distant planets?
Now it's time for an interview with the most famous underwater explorer of all time, Jacques Cousteau. Well, Jacques, tell us about yourself.
Well, I was always interested in la machines. I even took apart a camera. I had saved all my money before to see how it worked.
When did you first become interested in life under the sea?
I was always sickly when I was young, but once I put my foot in the sea as a young boy, I knew I loved the sea.
What was your most exciting adventure?
In 1948, I was part of a mission to find a Roman shipwreck. This was the beginning of exploring the sunken ships.
Tell us about your achievements.
To show people the places that had never been explored before, I wrote a number of books and took part in films and TV shows which describe my travels. John Denver even wrote a song about me called Calypso.
We have three shout-outs. The first two are for people who work behind the scenes to help others. Firstly, a big thank you to Miss O'Mahony and Miss Capeless who have helped create all these great podcasts.
Next, a shout out to the local men's shed for all the work they do in the community.
And finally, a big birthday shout out to all the people with a birthday in February, but especially to Callum, Lisa and Jennifer, who have a special leap year birthday on the 29th.
As we wrap up our journey through the history of exploration, let's remember the courage and curiosity of these remarkable individuals. Whether they were climbing mountains, diving under the sea, searching for new lands, or reaching the stars, they remind us that the spirit of adventure knows no bounds.
Well, explorers, that's all the time we have for today, but fear not. For the adventure never truly ends. Join us next time for more adventures in Skovrida. Until then, keep dreaming, keep exploring, and never stop seeking out the wonders of our world.